or in Siman Tav Samach Beis Sev Vav, the Mechaber adds, Uvovad Shalom Nesar Behemayim, which means, as we said, that if you find a piece of wheat in honey or in wine or vinegar, it's mutter as long as there's no water mixed into it. Because if water gets mixed into it, then it causes it to become chametz even quicker. The Mishnah Berurah says that even though in Siv Gimel earlier we said that you're allowed to knead with wine, even though there's going to be water in the wine, that's because the water fell into the wine before the wine fermented, all the way back in the beginning of the process, and therefore the water becomes wine. But here, if it got mixed in later on, so we wouldn't say that. Siv Zayin, Yesh Levar HaMelech Kodem Pesach Michitim Shelo Yiyu B'socho. You should sift through the salt before Pesach to make sure that there's no pieces of wheat in the salt. The Mishnah Berurah says that this only applies to salt, sea salt, which comes from the water, because it's similar to water. But salt, which comes from the ground, so that many Achronim say that is not like water, rather it's like Meperos, and it does not become Chametz. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's best to check even salt which comes from the ground to make sure that there's no wheat in it. And the Shaar HaTzion says that it's to be concerned for the opinion of the Darkei Moshe that all salt is considered to be a derivative of water, and therefore you need to be careful to make sure that there's no wheat. The Mechaber explains, Ki kshamelech mislach leach, because when the salt gets wet, hunichas ma'am abachitim, it will go little by little into the wheat, umischametz, and it will become chametz. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you didn't check through the salt and you find wheat in the salt afterwards, then the Achronim agree that if it's dry, so then the Melech is going to be mutter even on Pesach. But if it got a little bit wet, if it's Erev Pesach after Chatzos, so then you have to take off a Kedena Tila, which is like the thickness around the thumb, around the area where there was the wheat, and throw that away, and the rest you could keep. But if you find it on Pesach, so lechatchila you shouldn't use any of the salt that's in the kli at all, and you should throw away kedena tila around it, and the rest you can save until after Pesach. B'diavad, if you used it, so then the food that the salt was placed in is going to be mutter, unless you put from that area around the wheat where the wheat was found, so then the food is going to be Aser. The Achronim write that even spices should be checked beforehand to make sure there's no pieces of wheat in it, because if you find before you put it in, and to make sure that you find it before you put it in any of the food.